Yes, and I'll have further good news next week. I'll be doing the town and village scheme, and I have some funding for it. I'm not announcing that today, but look, I had strong representation from Minister Joe McHugh and some of the councillors in relation to a wheelchair access vehicle for Derry Beg from Guidoor, the Rosses, up to Tahanelia, and that's on to bring patients into the daycare centre there. And I'm announcing this morning €41,480 for that bus. There's a lot of people had been on to me in relation to it, and out of a Clara scheme that I set up, particularly for the elderly, and particularly to get people to daycare centres, to hospitals, to nursing homes, or if they had appointments, particularly patients with cancer. And I set up this scheme from Clare to Kerry in the Clare areas. But today I'm delighted to announce €41,480 for their new bus, and I wish them well, and I hope that will be a help to them and help to the needs, and a compliment them for the great work that they do.
You're attending a number of events in Donegal today. You're touring the county, going to Clare areas, going to areas benefiting from schemes administered by your department. Everywhere you go, you're going to be lobbied about local schemes, lobbied about the need for local funds, lobbied about infrastructural deficits in each area you go to. What can you tell the people today?
Well, I tell them today, and I want to tell the truth, and tell them the truth. In my own department alone last year, delivered to Donegal £8.6 million last year. Eight from my department alone. And to date, I can add to that now, it's almost £9 million I have added to date. And I can assure you there'll be another million between now and the end of the year. So in my department, we have had the Clare programme, Town and Village, Leader, the Community Enhancement Scheme, SICAP Pro. All these programmes have all been administered from my department. And of course, there's a deficit there in relation to infrastructure. We'd like to get them more funding, we'd like to help them. But we're doing that, even with the schemes in the Clare programme, to get, you know, many schools up here have benefited from, you know, making their ground safer, from access in and out of their school. That was a new scheme that I brought in, and Donegal has certainly used that. The LIS scheme, the Local Improvement Scheme, closed down by Fianna Fáil. I brought it back there 2 years ago. Donegal got over £4 million in relation to the LIS scheme, and that's the local roads into their homes. And again, I'm hoping to have a further bit of announcement on that between now and the end of the year. So look, at we have the Road Regeneration Scheme, which was closed yesterday, and I know there's a number of applications in from Donegal. That's €1 billion over 10 years. The Urban Renewal Scheme is €2 billion. That's for towns of 10,000 plus. The rural one is for towns of 10,000 less. And, you know, they'll be major programs. That's a game changer. It's for developments where people in the past, you know, they just couldn't get that core funding to get the project up and running. Now, what we have said is it can be with a state agency, the local authority, and it can be with the business sector, with the Chamber of Commerce, or somebody that has an idea. They might need that core funding to set them up, that you can apply for 400,000 plus, and that scheme will be announced in November, and we'll be ready for rolling next year on it.
In terms of LIS, as you say, Donegal has got in the region of 4 million since it was reintroduced.
Yeah.
The reality is the value of applications that have come from Donegal is closer to 20. Councillors, community representatives, others, community groups, they're all saying we need more. What can you tell them?
Well, all I'd say to them is I've given them 4 million. And the government that was there before them, Fianna Fáil, closed down the scheme. So I have opened up the scheme. I gave 10 million that was there last year, and I finished up by giving 18. Donegal got 4 million of that.
Is that going to expand?
And I'm ready again this year, announced a further 10 million, and I will have further funding between now and the end of the year. But the one thing that I have to get credit for, and this government to get credit for, we brought back the LIS scheme. A big scheme in Mayo, big scheme in Donegal, big scheme in rural Ireland, because it's the basic infrastructure that people need to get into their homes. And I'm hoping, you know, if I could get other departments to come and match some of that funding. I'm talking to local authorities today. I'd be hoping that they can do a bit of batch funding on it. But at least now the funding is rolling again for the LIS scheme, and I'm pleased that I opened it. The Clare programme, I had a number of schemes. The biggest and most successful scheme I had is the Town of Village scheme. That has been a fantastic scheme. The public realms, and also in relation to digital hubs, food hubs, creating jobs, creating employment. You know, people talk in 2011, there were 21,000 people unemployed in this county. That's down now to 11,000. 50% of the people that were unemployed that time are now working. So that's some positive news for the county of Donegal. Donegal has done very well out of this government. There has been a major investment in this government. Of course, there's people within Donegal, elected representatives. You know, they have all the answers, but they have no solutions. And they had an opportunity to go into government. They didn't go into government. We're in government. We're in government in difficult times. We brought this country through very difficult times. The people have suffered. And we are now trying to make sure to build up the economy, create jobs, to create further taxation so we can provide better service for the people of Donegal. But this government has not forgot Donegal. Joe McHugh and myself were there at the cabinet table. I fight for rural Ireland, and Donegal is rural Ireland, and I have fought for that over the last number of years. And in my own programmes, 8.5 million last year, almost 10 million this year. That's good funding from one department alone.
I've no doubt you're bending Patrick O'Donnell, who's here ahead of the budget next month. Is he listening?
Oh, God, I'll tell you one thing. We've had many, many, many meetings, and we'll have many more meetings, and we have only a week to go. And to be fair, I think the greatest success that I've had as Minister, next year my budget will go up by 60%, my capital budget. And that's with the Town of Edinburgh scheme, outdoor recreation, the Clara programme, but the big one is the Rural Regeneration Scheme, and that's the one I really want to get some pilot projects, you know, shovel-ready projects, great jobs, great employment, and some in some cases, if it's infrastructure, that needs it. As I say, it's a combination of community, councils, state agencies, and the private sector out there that who wants to come in and invest. And we have a fund there now of 1 billion over 10 years, and that fund will be rolling from the 1st of January next year. Yesterday was the closing date. We're going to have the decisions made by certainly by the end of November, or maybe the first week of December. They can start the project at the beginning of the new year. So it's something very positive.